TanCast does not represent the stand-up of Tim Babb.
These conversations are raw, explicit,
and contain adult themes and content.
This podcast is not recommended for younger listeners or anyone.
Hey everybody, this is Tim, the T in TanCast. Normally before each episode, we have a little snippet of audio that happened before we started the show. Well, this week, it's like 7 minutes of us blither-blathering before we actually started the show. So, doesn't really relate to anything, but it's kind of amusing, so enjoy.
If there's red blood in your stool, it just means you had like a hemorrhoid or something. If there's
Yeah,
there's black blood in your stool, go see a doctor.
Yeah, that's bad.
That means you're possessed by an alien?
It means the blood is bleeding further up in your digestive tract, and that's more serious.
Yeah.
If you want a real answer.
What if you put blood in your food before you eat it?
I don't know.
Because you murder people.
Like, I mean, like, what if you eat, like, a blood sausage or something?
No, I'm talking about, like, children. You murder children, you put their blood in your food, and you eat it.
Whew, that's a tough one. We will have to find someone who eats children and ask them.
I mean, is that bad for your digestive health? That's all I'm worried about.
Yeah, see, I don't think we need to find someone who eats children. I think we need to find someone who treats people who eat children.
Yes, that's what we need.
I don't mean, like, psychologically. I mean, you know, like, GI doctor.
Next time I go to my doctor, I'm like, doctor, you ever treat anyone who eats children? I'm just asking. Wait, who are you calling?
No, but that's not for a friend.
But I'm not do no harm bullshit.
Yeah, I'm trying to.
You see what happens when the rubber meets the road, don't we, Doc?
I thought I could trust you.
Now I have to kill you.
And eat you. I wonder if your blood will be different.
You don't eat a lot of bacon, do you?
Bacon's... Here's something I was wondering. I have a friend who doesn't eat meat, right? But it's more for, like, they feel bad about killing the animals. But I go to this place where they serve potatoes that has, like, the juices from the meat that drip on it. I'm like, I wonder if they would eat that. I could just ask them. But I'm like, now, I mean, 'cause you're not really killing the animal. The animal's already dead. You're just getting the delicious juices on your potatoes.
Well, I mean, the animal's already dead when you're eating the meat anyway.
Yeah.
I guess it's not, you're not directly supporting the kill of the meat as opposed to, like, I'm buying this meat, I'm going to consume it. Now I'm eating the potatoes, and you let meat from other things drip on it.
Yeah, I don't think they'd be like, oh, well, yeah, that's groovy.
That's kosher?
Yeah, because you're benefiting from the death of something else.
I'm almost certain that's not kosher, to let the blood of an animal drip onto your other food.
I don't think it's technically the blood, I think it's, like, the fat. I mean, there might be blood in there, I don't know.
Because isn't that part of being kosher, is not mixing your foods?
Honestly, I have no idea.
Yeah, I'm not an expert in kashrut law, so.
In that case,
this podcast is over. Good night, gentlemen.
We need to do our research. That would be a niche podcast for us. I think we may be able to get a lot of listeners. Kosher. Kosher cast.
Kosher cast.
Three Dodgers people are going to tell you what's kosher.
TanCast. Number one in New Zealand, number two in Israel.
Could we call it JewCast? Is that two on the nose?
I'm pretty sure that's not kosher.
I'll change my name to Jamal, and he will change his name to Ernest, and Noah will change his name to William, and then no one can tell us shit.
All right.
What?
Wait.
J-E-W.
Why can't I be Jamal? Why you gotta be racist?
Because I'm keeping the order the same.
Oh,
well, if I
gotcha.
Want to be Ethan.
And you have to be the vowel, Andy. That's just the way it is.
It is, yep.
What if I want to be Willie?
Sure.
I've been recording, by the way.
Me too.
Yay, threesome.
Hey, I didn't start right away, but I started a little bit in there.
Let's sync it up and bring this shit show to the masses.
Yes.
People have been waiting, clamoring for this shit show.
New Zealand is tearing itself apart.
Literally.
Oh, yes. I hope you guys are okay, New Zealand.
It's already in two big pieces.
Is it two islands?
Two major islands.
Just like my balls.
Okay.
Like my balls.
Tim's balls are two major islands.
Can
you live on one of your balls?
I mean, the tax rates are crazy. You don't know if you want to get in there.
Wait.
I got that diaper money, Tim. Not my diaper money.
Tim, are your balls islands in the same way that, like, Maui is an island, or are they islands like Svalbard is an island?
I don't know what that last thing you said even is.
I was just about to say, Andy, you went too nerd on us.
Greenland.
So Greenland, you're being Greenland's island, but it's a huge island. Is that what you're saying?
Well, no, Svalbard is small, but very cold. I don't want to live on Tim's.
How cold is it?
I don't want to live on Tim's balls if my own balls are going to try to invert.
you're just asking about climate?
Yes. What's the climate on your balls?
Very, very hot and humid.
Hot and humid. So
that's a long way around to get to the temperature of Tim's balls. Like, like I was focused on the actual island size, not the climate.
Who gives a shit about how big the island is? I mean, as long as it's got resources.
Well, I mean, maybe you want to like stretch out a little bit.
Wait, Tim. Is there fresh water on your balls? I guess that would be a big question.
How do you define fresh?
Do you shower at least once a day, Tim?
How often do you shower your balls? That's what I'm asking, Tim.
I mean, it's better than Flint, Michigan. How's that?
Okay.
Is there mercury in your balls, Tim? We need to get the bottom of Tim's balls.
There's no lead, but there's plenty of...
Oh, yeah, it's lead. That's what it is.
Plenty of vitamin C.
All right.
You like to, do you just like have like a little mirror thing that you just place underneath your balls and you go outside and just like...
Sun them? Yep.
Oh, wait, vitamin D is
that's
what you get
from
the sun. Yeah. Do you just rub orange juice on your balls?
I was going to say.
I'm getting the everything. I'm spelling wrong.
Every morning.
I'm getting the wrong element.
No, you seem like you're always
ball,
off by one.
My ball island is more like Pangaea.
Is that good?
It's all things to all people?
It's when all the land masses were one gigantic continent?
Yes.
Oh, yeah! So there's African people on your balls. There's a bunch of black people on your balls.
There's black and white people on my balls.
No, wait, I thought we all descended from black people. We just got lighter.
Yeah.
Okay, that's all. Or is that still the current theory?
Huh?
Yes.
Okay. I missed the question.
We all descended from black people, and some of us just got lighter.
Yes, although I guess maybe there's some open questions about whether some of the lightening was due to interbreeding with Neanderthals that had left Africa significantly before Homo sapiens, or Homo sapiens sapiens.
History cast.
See, I do know some shit.
We
I do
teach
know
about kosher, shit. Teach about history. There's nothing we don't know or won't make up.
No, the only thing we talked about kosher is exactly, if the question was, how ignorant is Tancast, we answered that question. Very.
Tim, does it make it harder when we sync up much later?
Yes.
We should sync up.
Yes.
Oh, difficulty, not erection. Gotcha.
Here we go.
Tim.
Andy.
Noah.
Tancast.
Hi, I'm Tim Babb, an extremely obscure stand-up comedian. I started this podcast because I thought it might be interesting to find out what makes a comedian laugh. In my case, it's my two old roommates, Andy and Noah. They're not comedians, but they always used to make me laugh. But now we don't live together anymore. So, we decided we'd do this podcast every week and try and make each other laugh and record it so maybe you make a few of you laugh as well.
This week we talk about Thanksgiving, the Electoral College, and selfish people. And when you hear this sound...
Turkey for me. Turkey for you. Let's eat the turkey in my big brown shoe.
That means we've put a link to whatever we were just talking about in the show notes. Okay, let's start the show.
Tancast. Welcome to Tancast, everybody.
Welcome. There's a lot of pre-show.
Tim, we've been at this for 10 minutes.
We've been at this for what, 9 years? 8 years? 8 years, 9 years?
Eight years. Eight is great.
Yep. Is it Kelsey or Chelsea?
Yeah, because Tancast is slightly older than my child.
That is so long.
A year younger than my marriage.
Like, fucking, I owned a house when we started. I was married when we started.
Yep. I was childless.
Tancast was horrible for you. It's ruined your life.
It didn't ruin my life. There's a lot of things that messed that up, but I don't think Tancast was one of them.
Tim and I are Dorian Gray, and Noah is the portrait.
I don't know. I mean, life has been pretty good afterwards.
I know.
Speaking of which,
how the fuck was everyone's week? Was it good times or was it bleak? We'll find out on our very next segment. How was your motherfucking week?
I got my belt loop to the third hole the other day.
Nice.
I got my dick in the third hole the other day.
Oh.
Yay.
No, not really.
That story sounds like it's going to be better.
No, I just want to say something dirty. I didn't really. That's great, Tim.
Yep. And then Thanksgiving hit, and I assume that shit's over now.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I think if you keep on track, like, one day's not going to, like, sink you.
Oh, let's pretend I ate shitty for one day.
I got up the day after Thanksgiving, and I had a frozen cranberry mousse for breakfast.
Whoa. Wow. I'm under 200 pounds now.
Ooh.
Way to go.
Look at Noah seeing his dick.
Hey, wait. So am I.
Ooh.
You start off under 200 pounds.
I've never been over 200 pounds, yeah. But hey, as long as you're using that as a benchmark, I'll be happy about it.
When this anxiety all first started, I was at 230-ish.
Whoosh.
And then anxiety will help you lose weight really fast when you're like, I don't feel like eating today.
Yeah. Yeah. I lost some weight before my wedding and move. I think I've told the story on Tancast, but I spent several months like planning my trips around whether or not I would have easy access to a bathroom, because just all of a sudden it would be like, huh, is that a fart? Nope, got a shit.
That is like when I, especially now, like, well, I haven't been drinking much anyways, but like, yeah, when I have a heavy night of drinking, the next day my body would be like, oh, you got shit, like, now. Like, maybe you got 5, maybe 10 minutes to get to the bathroom, but it's coming soon. Yeah. You're like, oh, dear.
You know, even back in my 20s, like, if I drank really, really heavy, yeah, the next morning it would be like, oh, you got to poo. You got to poo now. You got to poo then.
Ugh, fuck. I used to, for a while, it would happen more often than I'd like, and I would live in fear. I'm like, is this going to be it? Like, I'm like, oh, I need to start eating better. Yeah, my body's like, you can't just put shit in me anymore. I'm revolting. I'm like, all right, that's fair enough.
My mind is telling me no, but my body.
What do you know what happens to our bodies that like it can't like just process stuff the same way? Is it just not working as efficiently anymore, Andy?
Yeah, we're getting older.
It's so weird. Like,
I think he was looking for something more than that.
No, that's it. We are getting older and weaker. And
yes, but why? What's happening?
Aging.
Andy doesn't know. No,
I don't know. I'm a fucking doctor.
Andy doesn't know.
Sometimes you know shit.
I know. Sometimes I know a lot of shit. But then Tim gets really frustrated when I don't know.
Andy doesn't know.
And then Tim gets like, I don't know anything for a while. Andy's an idiot.
Andy doesn't know.
I think it's best when you just start making up shit. With those crazy makeup ups.
I do sometimes, just to see if I can get away with it.
It starts when you don't answer. It seems like, oh, he doesn't understand the question, so we have to keep re-asking it until you find out. Wait, no, he understands the question, he just doesn't know the answer, doesn't want to say, I don't know.
And he doesn't know, or something like that.
And he doesn't know that Fiona and me do it in my van every Sunday.
There you go. How was everyone's gobble gobble day? Turkey day. Thanksgiving.
I skipped breakfast and lunch to get ready for it.
I still ate lunch.
I had a light breakfast, a light lunch, and then so much turkey.
I still wasn't able to finish the second plate, but then I put it all in a Ziploc bag and ate it later. I mushed all of it together, the casserole, the stuffing, the turkey, just in a plastic bag.
My coworker cannot handle that. My coworker needs her food separated.
You gotta keep it separated.
You know, the only thing I don't like is cranberry sauce touching my potatoes.
Huh. Doesn't seem terrible.
Yeah, I don't know why. Like, it makes the potatoes worse, and it makes the cranberry sauce worse.
I have noticed that I've started, like it used to be, I would my plate would be like a, you know, a 3-4-story building of like stuff. And now I just take a little bit of each. I'm like, all right, I'll just have a 1-story and I'll just enjoy each little thing individually. And maybe I'll go back for more, maybe I won't.
I was right there with you of, yeah, I'll try a little of this and a little of that and a little of this. But the whole maybe I'll go back for seconds. No, you lost him.
That's where you lost him.
Yep.
All right, but I did go back for seconds. I didn't go back for a complete seconds. I kind of went back for like little things. I'm like, oh, I would like to try that again. I'll have a little more of that.
I guess I
went back for a whole separate plate, and I'm like, that was a mistake. I my eyes were bigger than my stomach.
Yeah,
see, I was like,
I didn't do that. I was better. I was better than Tim. Yay!
Well, that's not hard.
Oh.
Although they're like, you want dessert? I'm like, who has time for dessert? I'm still trying to eat more stuff and mashed potatoes.
Really?
Yep. Oh, we got pumpkin pie. We got apple pie. I'm like, no, we got my pie hole shoved with stuffing, gravy, biscuits.
I'll just save room for a little dessert. I didn't have a whole piece of pie. I just had like a little taste, little sampling. Oh, I did have a crisp, which was actually okay. My cousin made it. I don't know. It wasn't hitting me. I think it was a little too. It wasn't cooked long enough. I want the fruit to be a little bit more like soft.
Yeah. I'm
kind of
worse
than a hard fruit in your mouth.
with apple pies, like. Nope. I think it's because like I don't like it when the crust like just shoots off of the apples. I like it when the apples are cooked where they're like they're fairly soft.
Yeah.
So like you can slice down with like a fork and go straight through the crust and then straight through the fruit and get a nice like even bite with crust and fruit together, as opposed to like the crust just broke and then the fruit just shot out sideways because it is still like fresh fruit hard.
I feel you. I'm the same way about like a sandwich. Like I don't like meat. It's too tough. And it's like you have to like just like pull and yank on it and pulling stuff out of it. I'm like, I just want to bite into it and just get everything. Mmm, just chop through everything. Delicious. Yep. Welcome to Foodcast.
Yeah. Yeah, that's sometimes when there's like, you know, something that has melty cheese in the sandwich and you take a bite. If the cheese is too like, too rubbery is not quite right, but if the cheese is too tough, trying, or maybe it's just too thick, you wind up like pulling cheese out as you're trying to just take a bite. Like, no.
Oh, yeah, that's no good.
You stay in there with the rest of the sandwich.
But I don't want it too melty, though. Like, yeah. I like to be just like a little bit of soft, kind of melt over the thing, but still like not just dripping out the side of the sandwich.
Yes. Yeah, I don't want it like all out the side of the bun. I just want it to, like, I want it enough so that it's stuck to everything else.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's why we're friends, Andy. That's why we're friends.
Again. Yeah.
And I usually just hold the cheese if it's an option.
That seems wrong.
I should know this about you. You've never liked cheese, Tim?
No. I like a grilled cheese. I like a pizza. There's very few other... I like a cheeseburger occasionally.
You wouldn't eat just a slice of cheese on its own?
Oh, fuck you.
Oh, damn.
I mean, no.
Cheese is fucking delicious, Tim.
Yeah, wow.
You are
like
in error.
Brie on like a little baguette? Maybe a little...
No.
I discovered
on that baguette. Now we're talking.
You mix fig with cheese and that's delicious.
Oh God!
It's,
no.
It's sweet and cheesy. It's so good, Tim.
Yeah.
No.
You get that sweet and sour.
No. Like those string cheeses people eat. Yuck.
So not a huge fan of string cheese.
String cheese
or American cheese.
Actually, I like American cheese.
Oh, American cheese is terrible.
Yeah. Oh, I will take American if it's like the only option, but yeah, otherwise it's, you know, cheddar, Swiss, give me something else.
If I could have a grilled cheese with American cheese, that's what I would always prefer.
Oh, no. No, thank you.
Cheddar.
And individually wrapped in plastic.
Yeah, see, I don't think that American is legally considered cheese in any European country.
Well, I'm not concerned with Europe, and now that President Trump's coming in, I don't need to be.
All right.
Welcome to Trump's America, American cheese only. Look, it's orange like our president.
Oh.
USA.
Wait, I wasn't
USA.
Scared until you just said
USA.
That, Tim. I can't stand for just American cheese. You can take away, you can kick out Muslims, kick out Mexicans, but take away my cheese? Fuck no.
First they came for the Muslims, I said nothing. Then they came for my cheese, I was right pissed off. And I said, hey, you watch yourself, pal.
I've been listening to a lot of like I've been adding more podcasts about with black people, queer people, and then like I've been listening to another one about it's called The Best of the Left or something, just to try to get like a better idea of like the fear. And it's not like I don't understand the fear, but I just don't, it doesn't seem totally logical to me, so I'm trying to get a better understanding of like what's going on. And maybe it's just like I don't know enough, or maybe it's just like I should be more afraid than I am. But yeah, I'm just like, all right, let me try to like understand like what exactly like people are fretting about. Not, I mean, again, like I do understand to some respect, but it just seems over the top.
If you look at the people that he has already been using as advisors and the people that he's now appointing to cabinet and leadership positions, like he's putting somebody in charge of education who thinks that child labor is a great idea. Like, just making school optional and letting kids go back to work in factories if that's what they feel is best.
But, like, I don't think that's going to happen, though. And maybe, again, maybe that's just me, like, being naive or optimistic.
They don't have to get all the way there. It's imagine the damage they can do that is shy of what their optimum would be.
Yeah, so if they're fine with that, then odds are they're not going to be a vicious proponent of, say, like school lunches and shit.
Yeah.
That's so, one thing they haven't brought up. They have brought up the one of his advisors is, yeah, anti-Muslim on the podcast. And just a fear, a general fear of, like, the people are going to get attacked more. Which, again, I think part of the reason I am not as afraid is because I live in San Francisco and California. And not that that stuff doesn't happen. It just seems way more rare than, like, other places.
Yeah. Well, it may be rare now, but my uncle was hospitalized by a bunch of guys who decided to go out queer bashing in San Francisco. Now, this was 30-something years ago. 30 years ago, give or take. But, yeah, almost killed in San Francisco in the 80s.
Well, in San Jose, someone, like some, I'm not going to have the details of this right. I will try and find the link and put it in the show notes.
Turkey for me, turkey for you. Let's eat the turkey in my big brown shoe.
Some, like, Islamic center or something got this letter that said Trump is going to come for you the way Hitler came for the Jews, so my advice is to pack up and get out of here.
Yeah, a couple of them got that. Like, one in Long Beach as well. I just heard that story this morning. I mean, and part of me wonders if, I mean, I guess, like, it's more so because he's the president, but, like, it kind of feels like those racist people there, now they're just like, well, now Trump, I'm just going to attach his name to as well because I support him. You know what I mean? Like, I mean, I have heard there's more crime, hate crime has risen since he's got nominated.
Elected, not nominated.
Yes, right, elected.
Well, it was.
He fucking won that shit.
Yeah. It was,
well,
apparently on
we'll
the
see
rise.
What Jill Stein can do.
Yes.
Fuck you, Jill Stein. Fuck you and your fucking asshole.
It's harsh.
How are you going to spend the entire election cycle saying Donald Trump is, or Hillary Clinton is just as bad, if not worse, than Donald Trump, and then once Donald Trump's actually elected, try and do a recount of the votes? Go fuck yourself.
She just wants to make sure that, you know, everything is kosher.
She's one of the people who, like, created the narrative that kept people home on election day. She's like, wait, well, let's recount these votes. Oh, shut up. No, send me your money. I'm going to recount. Yeah, I'm going to send you. Yeah, I'm going to send you something. Hang on. Just hang by your mailbox. It's coming. It might be smelly, but open it and smear it on yourself. It's my shit.
So there is, I'm trying to find a link to it.
Turkey for me, turkey for you. Let's eat the turkey in my big brown shoe.
Somebody actually put a petition on change.org, which, you know, is not ever going to actually achieve anything. But 4.6 million people have already signed on this thing, asking the electors, especially the ones who are not in states that have laws against, what do they call it? Unfaithful electors, I think is the term for it. I can't remember. Faithless electors. There we go. So if enough electors from states that Trump theoretically won, who are allowed to legally, quite legally, switch sides, they can actually still elect Hillary Clinton on December 14th?
I think it's 19th.
Yes. Yes, I just found it. December
19th. Yeah, I've been seeing that on Facebook a lot. I'm like, yeah, that guy, that's totally going to happen.
Yeah,
guys.
I know. I'm super amused by it. Like, mostly from just the theoretical, I was like, man, can you imagine the shit show if Trump actually got elected? Now I'm like, can you imagine the shit show if this actually happened? Like, it's more like, yeah. I don't want to live it, but I'd sure love to observe that universe dispassionately from outside.
I'd been watch that show on Netflix.
Yes. Yes. Man, you think there was a lot of shit about Obama not being the legitimate president for 8 years. Can you imagine what would happen if the electors decided, nah, fuck Trump?
I do not think it would be a good precedent. Like, I think people look at it just like this one thing. Oh, but like once you give people the option, it's like, what's stopping it from doing someone else they don't like, regardless if you're for them or not? Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, no. So, like, my ultimate would be if enough people flip that it's at least even close, maybe they would actually, like, start to look at doing something besides the idea of the Electoral College. So, smarter people than me have made better arguments against it. But basically, it violates the idea of one person, one vote. Because you can win America with, like, something like 22% of the vote. Like, you could win the presidency. You can get a majority of the electors by getting the barest majority in the least populated states.
And the reason that it was valid is not valid anymore, correct?
Like, well,
there was a reason for it. Sorry, go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say, so there's a couple of reasons why it was originally set up that way. And one was because the original idea of America, we had a much looser federal system where it was more, I guess, originally akin to the European Union. So it was more glued together. We had a stronger federal government than we did under the Articles of Confederation. But the Constitution was still originally set up to be, very much the states are almost like individual countries, and then the United States government as a whole was basically to keep them from fighting against each other. So interstate commerce, to keep one state from locking out goods from another state, or to keep one state from letting people freely move from one place to another. But over time, the federal government has gotten a lot more powerful, as the world has gotten faster and more connected and all the rest. Having 50 individual countries all sort of doing their own thing became less tenable. The original idea was they wanted to sort of off balance, basically so that Virginia couldn't just pick the president by having everybody from Virginia vote for one person. And that was, another idea was to keep people from, one or two states who are super popular in those one or two states, but completely hated everywhere else, where everyone else is like, this is going to be the worst thing ever, to keep a couple of areas from being able to, just through having a really clear majority in that small area, have that small geography dominate the rest of the field. But it turns out that it's now, I think, four times in 50-something elections, managed to elect the person who got the lesser amount of the actual popular vote, including twice this century.
And, hasn't it always been Democrats?
Getting fucked? Don't know about the – Gore and Clinton, but I can't remember the first two. And, in fact, it's – long enough ago, I think it was in the early 1800s, that I don't know that the names on the party necessarily reflect the modern party alignments.
Maybe I was just thinking of someone said it was two times in the last 20 years or something. Maybe that's what I was thinking of, because that was Clinton and Gore.
Yeah, and as long as the small states stay the red states, which, as long as rural equals red, which white, Christian, rural, that's pretty much what the Republicans have put in their wheelhouse, it does tip the scales for the right, because those are the
more
states.
More like the wrong. Politics.
Cheers, sir. Would you like some more Chardonnay?
I diss them.
Yes. Aren't we elite and enlightened?
I would say neither.
So there's actually a couple of good arguments explaining the Electoral College and then why it's fucked up. So I'll give those to Tim towards the end of the show so you can put them in the link.
Turkey for me, turkey for you. Let's eat the turkey in my big brown shoe.
What, on less serious note, what is your favorite Thanksgiving dish?
That is easy, and I made it to bring with. It is the frozen cranberry mousse that I described. The family name for it is pigskin. It is my crack. And I always knew I loved it as a kid. And then when I actually made it, my mom sent me the recipe, and I made a huge batch of it. I discovered why I love it so much. Because that thing is fucking... it's cream cheese and heavy cream and sugar and cranberries and pineapples. And if you are a demon, you can put walnuts in there. But if you are a normal person, you leave them shits out. Yes, so pigskin.
That's selling me, Andy.
Oh no, it is delicious. It's creamy and it's fruity and it's sour and it's sweet and it's just so many good things all together. And you can let it defrost a little bit and it gets all mushy, but not mushy like it gets a pile of lump, but it's still frothy and whipped up because you whip the heavy cream, and actually you whip the cream cheese too, and then you fold those together, and then you fold in the whole berry cranberry sauce, then you fold in the crushed pineapple. So it's not big bits of pineapple, it's little tiny bits of pineapple in there. So as you're eating it, it's just a little pop of sour.
Says the guy who was allergic to cranberries.
Mildly.
I know, I just always found it funny.
Just a tiny bit allergic to cranberries. I'm allergic enough that if I get any in my lungs, I'm about to have a really bad about 5 minutes. Then I'll probably be okay again. At least so far, I've been okay.
So I thought, if you're allergic to something, the more you expose yourself to it, the more serious reactions you can have.
Yeah, apparently it works that way sometimes.
Okay.
It has not worked that way for me so far. I mostly just still get a kind of thick, snotty feeling in the back of my throat, and that's it. Like, I don't even get to the point where, like my ears get itchy or anything else like that. Like, I don't have that severe of a reaction. But yeah, holy shit, the one time that I forgot I wasn't a fish and tried to... I don't remember if I coughed or somebody made me laugh or whatever, but I was drinking cranberry juice cocktail, and... yeah, I got a little bit in my lungs, and it was like shit went into overdrive. Like, not the normal, like, cough, cough, sputter, sputter, trying to get liquid out of your lungs, but it was like I was struggling to, like, force my lungs open to get air into them.
Ooh, that's scary.
Yeah, it was. It was scary for, like, it was fine. Probably about 15 seconds, and it probably felt like it was about 15 minutes, where I was just sitting there going...
So I tricked him.
Yeah. with his dick. He's like, hold still. Because
it's so thin.
And the island nations of Timbalzistan were on each side of his neck. No? I thought you guys were going to lift me up on my shoulder, on your shoulder, and be like, Tim made his callback. Yeah, it was awesome.
Yeah, Tim, woo!
No, it's fine. It's fine. Let's go back over
here.
No,
mostly I was just imagining the horror of having islands sitting on my chest while I'm also choking to death.
No, they're on the other side of your neck. Don't be ridiculous. Okay.
I guess the dangle is not that extreme. Right. Well, let's touch base at 50 and see. When do our balls actually head to the floor? Because I've been hearing these rumors since I was a child, and at 40, I'm pretty sure these are still my teenage balls. No? Nothing? I killed the Tancast. Yay!
See what it's like? Sorry, I was working on that sneeze.
Neat. Did we lose?
That was a good sneeze, Tim.
Oh, okay, there it is.
Yeah, I mean, I'm super proud of it. So.
What's everyone else's favorite?
What else
favorites?
Going on, baby?
Oh, yeah, you just...
Oh,
yeah.
I can't pick a favorite.
Tim, you can pick a favorite.
I like mashed potatoes with gravy. Gotta have the gravy. I like that stuffing, baby, with the turkey. Danelle's aunt makes this casserole with broccoli and Ritz crackers in it.
Huh.
Interesting.
And then when you reheat it, you can just put more Ritz crackers right on there. No one stops you. You're just like, hey, I have some Ritz crackers in this cupboard. Crinkle, crinkle, crinkle. Munch, munch, munch.
Neat. I'm a big fan of the so traditional it's probably a little bit looked down on, but the green bean casserole, where you do the green bean with the cream of mushroom soup, and then put the crunchy. Onion fries on the top? Onion strings or whatever?
Oh, yeah. I have some of that, too.
Yeah, that's good shit.
Interesting.
Yeah, I've actually heard, like, people talking about it and, like, mocking it. Of like, oh, I'm sure someone's going to bring green bean casserole. I'm like, of course they fucking are, because it's fucking Thanksgiving! my brother, they did a really big Thanksgiving. We had 17 people there, including children, because they apparently count as people. So they did two turkeys. And he did one in his smoker, and then his neighbor deep fries their turkey. So he took his over, and the neighbor deep fried the other turkey. So I had both smoked turkey and deep fried turkey, and both were delicious. But I think of the two, smoked turkey was better.
There seems to be a tendency sometimes to serve ham cold sometimes, and I find that repugnant.
Cool. Like on a sandwich, great, but for a meal?
Yeah.
No.
Hey.
No,
especially
no.
Like sometimes my family would get smoked ham. And it's just like cold. I'm like, oh
no, you toss that shit in the oven. Hot smoked ham sounds like a sexual position. Man, last night I gave her the hot smoked ham. Ooh, you're nasty.
You nasty girl. You nasty.
You a dog.
I love sweet potatoes.
Yeah, not a fan.
With the all the marshmallows on it.
Yeah, still no.
Yeah, why you waste the marshmallows? Just give me marshmallows. Don't bring fucking potatoes
in
into this.
I don't really like marshmallows on their own.
And brown sugar.
Oh, I love it.
I'll melt the marshmallows and then dip them in the brown sugar, and that will be enough.
I'll just eat handfuls of marshmallows. I don't give a shit.
Tim, have you ever made s'mores in the microwave?
No, because once again, you're messing them with the marshmallows.
But chocolate and graham.
Yeah, I don't particularly care for graham crackers and chocolate. I'll get to you in a minute. I'm having marshmallows right now.
But so gooey. And then the marshmallow gets, like, all crispy.
Yeah, this is... I'm what's known as a picky eater.
I see that.
It's time to live a little, Tim. It's time
to
live.
You also used to act like I was murdering people when I put my my stinky foot cheese, as you referred to it.
Fucking feet cheese on the pizza.
Yes.
You mean Parmesan cheese?
Yes.
That's fucking Parmesan cheese. Like it's delicious.
I know.
It smells like feet.
It smells like
pizza,
delicious feet.
I put on spaghetti, and Tim would act like I was murdering children.
Because all I can smell is fucking feet cheese all through the house. I'm like, I'm trying to eat over here. I just smell feet.
Parmesan cheese is so good, Tim.
It is.
Feet.
I got to buy a cologne, Tim, called Eau de Parmesan and wear it every time I see you.
Oh, you know the...
Dude, just wait. No, don't worry about that. I'll just run a little bit, get my feet nice and sweaty, and rub them behind your ears. You'll be good to go.
Tim, come on. You're not going to run.
That's not true. What if the taco truck's about to leave?
Just sit around eating macaroni until you get the too much macaroni sweats.
Ugh. I don't like macaroni. It's certainly not enough to eat so much that I get macaroni sweats.
Sorry, it's a Futurama reference. So you know, okay. One of the best ways of doing Parmesan is you get some sourdough. You slice it nice and thick.
You take the Parmesan, toss it directly in the trash, and then go out for dinner.
Put some butter on it, put some garlic on that, and then spread the Parmesan like just nice and thick over the top, and then bake it until the Parmesan gets bubbly. Because it comes out like all crispy, but still like nice and footy.
I mean, if that was on bread or something, that doesn't sound unappealing.
All right. We found a way to eat cheese!
I like some cheesy bread.
Yeah. Yeah, good stuff.
And to be honest, some Parmesan cheese smells more feety than others.
Oh, this is true.
But like whatever Andy had, he must have gotten the special feet edition.
I think the stuff that I was getting was a combination of, I think it was Parmesan Romano blend.
Yeah, it was Ray Romano after a day at the gym because it fucking smelled like feet.
But you love the smell of feet, and you love flip-flops.
What?
Everybody loves Ray's balls.
You don't love flip-flops, too.
Okay, I was like, yeah. No, your information is incorrect.
I remember we were talking about this. You're like, no one wants to see those feet.
Maliciously so.
Yeah, well, I always see your feet. Fuck your feet.
Yeah, okay.
Hide those feet.
You know, people got to...
They're your shame. Cover those in socks.
People do want to fuck those feet. Those
yes,
people
they do.
Are sickos.
I mean, you can do whatever you want to do, but man, that should not be as popular as it is.
Yeah.
On the websites that I never visit.
No. No, just
but
hear about
I'm
them.
Told things.
Yes.
Yeah, you know, the grapevine.
Uh-huh.
So, it's always interesting to me, like, people who, like, on dating profiles, people show off their feet. And it's always like, to me, it's just like, your feet are really not that great. Like, I'm not really sure what you're trying to tell me.
Yeah, I always see feet as, like, just so utilitarian. Like, that's the bit that keeps you from toppling over. Sexy, I guess.
I will say there are some, and granted, these are already, very attractive ladies, but sometimes I'm like, she does have some nice feet. But maybe it's just like the whole package of like, oh, you're already totally attractive.
Yeah.
And now you have nice
lady feet.
Feet
don't bother me like man feet do.
Yeah, man feet don't bother me because, again, I just see them as utilitarian. These are the things that hold you up. Now, they're like all, like, you know, nasty and like calloused and horny and I don't mean like DTF, but I mean like... Like, just thick nubs hanging off of the joints and whatever. No. Cover them up. But if they're just fairly normal feet, then, yeah. You walk around barefoot. That's fine. Just have clean toenails.
That's all Andy asks.
Yeah.
Oh, did you guys get any sweet Black Friday deals?
Fuck no.
No.
I tried going out Friday, because they were having a tree lighting ceremony at Union Square, and they had Aloe Black, who's a singer who I like, and I tried to go out there and see him, and it was just like, it was so many people, I was like, fuck this, I'll just go see a movie.
Oh yeah, there was just so much shopping around all there.
The Macy's Parade, Aloe Black?
He might have been, he was there for the Macy's tree lighting ceremony in San Francisco.
Fuck, he was bi-coastal.
Yeah.
Because I was like, who the hell is this guy? But then you said his name, and it sounded familiar. Because most of the time I spent watching the Macy's Day Parade was, who the fuck is this guy? Who the fuck are these people? Who is this lady?
This
who are
nigga.
These? Hey, look, the Muppets. Who are these people?
I only know felt-made objects.
This is the year Tim got old.
Oh, no. This isn't new.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck. You want to hear getting old? Like, I'm starting to just hate young people. I'm just like, what the fuck is wrong with you young people? Like, I was getting on the bus, and it reminded me of Tim's experience at Disneyland, and, like, so I'm waiting, and I'm there, and these people tried to come around me and, like, get on the bus before me, and I kind of move over and block them, And Lily's like, hey, I'm like, yeah, watch yourself. And this is a younger lady, probably in her teens. And then her friend, or I guess sister, pushes me kind of like in my bag and is like, don't touch my sister that way. I'm like, don't you touch me. And I was just like, and then so they both sit on the train and the one girl, or the bus, and the one girl puts her bag in the middle of the aisle. So if anyone wanted to go past her, they'd sit with her bag. I'm like, fucking young people.
Oh, we haven't recorded since the thing in Disneyland, or have we?
I think we have. I think we just didn't talk about it. Or that, did we?
So I posted this thing about how we were waiting for the bus. Andy, you're not on Facebook, so you wouldn't have seen it.
Nope. This is new to me.
Waiting for the bus. I'll try and do it shorter than the Facebook post. Waiting for the bus to go back to the hotel. It's like, I don't know, 10:30 at night. It's super crowded, so we didn't make that bus. There's a couple in front of us who have their little tiny, like maybe 4-month-old baby. Blah, blah, we're waiting. It takes another 15 minutes for another bus to come. People are crowding in behind us. Then another bus comes. People just start forcing their way in front of us, and also the couple with the tiny baby. And, like, Danelle's like, are you guys really just going to push in front of this baby that was waiting here? And nobody's listening until finally Danelle just fucking gets in front of people and like, sorry, I'm not letting you guys get on this bus while this baby's been sitting here, waits. And this person's like, there's babies here, babies there, people, babies everywhere. And I'm like, it's not like she's in love with that baby. The baby has been waiting, and you guys are crowding in front of her. I posted this story on Facebook, partially because I was so irritated at that happened, but also impressed that my wife actually stood up, because if I'd been by myself, that wouldn't have happened. It is the most viral thing I've ever done in my life.
Really?
Yeah. It's like, people are sharing it, people I don't know are commenting on it. I'm like, what? What?
Well, because we've all had that experience. Like, I don't know how many times I've tried to get on public transportation, and people don't queue up anymore. They just like, I'm just going to go in front of you. And you're like, really? I thought, like, we had lines and shit. Like it's just
or
so
decency.
Weird.
Be yeah. Like, oh, I wasn't here first. I should have let them go.
That is not the case anymore. At least it doesn't. I mean, and granted, like, once you have an idea of something, it's kind of like you will just kind of find all the examples of, like, yeah, see? People are being shitty.
Yeah, because it happened the next morning at the hotel going back to Disneyland. And unfortunately, we had already gotten on the bus. And then we noticed, like, all these other people came on. And then the people right behind us came on. And I was like, damn it, Danelle was inside and couldn't use her superpower.
See, my superpower is just being physically too large to pass.
You so will not pass!
I'll just slide in front of some motherfuckers. And then if they start talking shit, I'll turn around and be like, what? Fine, move me.
Yeah, it's a weird thing. Like, yeah, it's like, why are you just out for yourself? Like, so, and I mean, I think it, you know, fortunately, I think it kind of like, you know, it is across the board, like with the election, right? Like, people are often thinking about, like, well, you know, I need to do what's right for me, as opposed to what might be best for the majority of people. And, you know, I think that's kind of the world we live in now, unfortunately. Like, I think before, it used to be people were, not that people aren't concerned about people at all anymore, but it just seems less so now. We're all more, I don't know what I'm thinking of, like, not segregated, but like, isolated. Like, we don't connect like we used to. Sorry, what?
Self-serving.
Yeah, I would say that.
Yeah, we are a nation of Snapchat selfie posters. We are a nation
of everyone.
Yeah,
look at me, look at like what I'm doing. Like,
yeah. Yeah, everyone pay attention to me. Stroke my ego.
But I've been like that for some time.
Verify my existence. Yes. But you're also entertaining, so you earn it.
Well, that's debatable, but thanks.
Okay.
Yeah, people are off in their own little worlds. And
yeah, like when I vent my spleen on Twitter or whatever, it's like, I'm doing this for me. If other people notice it and care, that's great. But I'm not doing this for anyone outside of me. Like, I'm not going back and checking, how many likes did I get? I don't care.
Have you guys watched Black Mirror?
No, not yet.
And this is not really spoiling anything, like they set this up early on the episode, but there's an episode about every interaction you have is rated. So if me and you are hanging out, Tim, and I'm like, oh, Tim's not being very funny today, I'm going to give him 2 stars. Or you just pass by someone and they bump into you, you can give them like 2 stars. Or if like you're like, oh, that was a good interaction, you give them 5 stars. And like everything in this world is based on your rating. So people look at your rating and you get better stuff if you have like a good rating. And it's just so, I mean, I'm like, this is kind of like where we are now. Like, not to this extreme, but just, like, there is, like, social media is, like, you know, cachet. Like, it's, you get stuff for it. Like, you can get paid to promote stuff. Like, people think you're better if you are have a rating.
That's not just a TV show. Somebody was actually trying to start that as a company.
Yeah, and then there's so much backlash. I just don't think it happened, right?
Yes. I think it came out, but it I think it died a quick death. Yeah, because
I mean,
the backlash
honestly,
continued.
I just don't think it was the right time. Like, I think eventually it's going to happen.
There it is. It was called Peep.
Yeah.
People. P-E-E-P-L-E. There we are.
Like, I think, honestly, like, once, like, younger people or older people who don't remember time before that die out, it's younger people. I don't know. It just feels like that could be a thing.
Yeah, well, it's because it fucking is.
Well, right, but I think that people will actually use and promote and accept.
Oh, yeah,
accept.
Yeah.
As opposed gotcha. To like, no, we don't want this.
So just because China never saw an idea from 1984 that they didn't think was a great idea, apparently in China, your credit rating is partially based on like how pure your social media posts are, like ideologically pure.
Okay.
So, yeah. So it's not just like people aren't using it. Like the Communist Party in China has already decided to implement this. China's a scary motherfucking place.
I heard in the UK, I think it is, they're going, like, they want internet companies to keep your searching history for, like, a year?
Yes.
Like, that's crazy.
Yes, it is. It's been referred to as the most totalitarian. I can't remember exactly the term people were using for it. But, like, definitely the most Orwellian thing that any democratic country has done in terms of spying on its own people. And this is in a universe where, you know, like all of the shit that Snowden revealed about what the NSA was up to of spying on the U.S. or using the U.K. to get around the loophole, or, you know, to create a loophole in the fact that people in the U.S. weren't supposed to be spying on the U.S. Like, here, you spy on us and we'll spy on you and then we'll just trade back and forth.
Boggles my mind. Yeah, like, and Andy, could you, like, if you use VPN, could you get around that? Or is it just like, they're going to know?
So I looked it up, and it looks like this is something that has been proposed, but may not actually have been put in place yet.
Turkey for me, turkey for you. Let's eat the turkey in my big brown shoe.
I thought the story I heard read it had been put in place, but I could be wrong.
Oh, the UK one? Sorry, I was back on the China one.
Oh, yeah, yes. That's the UK one. Could you use, like, VPN to get around it?
Yes, theoretically, probably. It depends on how serious they are. So if they're expecting the ISPs to keep track of what you were doing and where you're going, then yes. If you VPN into an area that is not under that regulatory control, they can see that you connected to a VPN. Hopefully lots of other people connect to the same VPN so even if they can watch the traffic in and out of that thing, they can't necessarily tie it back to you. But there are attacks on VPNs of, like, you know, monitoring the amount of traffic, also doing things like attacking, so making your web browser, like, connect to other servers, like, you know, feeding you back JavaScript that makes your web browser connect to another server not through the VPN so that they can tie the VPN traffic back to your actual IP. That's how a lot of shit got taken down that was dark web that was using Tor. The FBI attacked people's browsers and tricked the browsers into connecting to another site, and then they were able to connect people who were connecting to places like Silk Road and whatever to actual like IP addresses. So when I waffle, it's not I don't know. It's the answer is very complicated, and it depends on how much resources are going into targeting you. And how much other information, you know, in and out of the VPN is available to the person who wants to monitor you. But if it's just our ISPs are going to keep track of everything that people connecting do, then, and they're not really pushing it further, then if you connect to a VPN that's hosted somewhere outside that isn't storing logs about you, then yes, the only thing that your ISP will record is you connecting to the VPN and then traffic going in and out to that VPN. Theoretically, mostly. Unless your browser gets tricked into doing other shit. So, big-ass asterisk because, yeah, there's still ways that your browser could purposefully or accidentally be made to leak information about what you're doing.
Okay.
Welcome to Tim Doesn't Understand a Word That's Being Said cast.
VPN, Virtual Private Network.
No, I'm sorry. It wasn't like, please explain it to me. Just move on.
Okay. Well, listeners may have also heard all of that gobbledygook and not know. So,
fine. Tell the fucking listeners.
Okay, so VPN, virtual private network. Simplest way to explain it is your computer connects to another computer. All of your traffic between that computer and the other computer is encrypted, so nobody in between can read it. And then that other computer basically pretends to be you. So it doesn't go out to the websites from you. It goes from you to this other computer and then out to websites or your mail server or whatever from there. So it's called virtual private network because it's like being inside somebody's network away from the internet until you actually get to, you know, whatever your exit point to the internet is. So you
could
be
like
in the U.S.
Sounds like a long way to go to look at porn. Yeah. Just put your browser on private.
Yep. So, well, no, it's more than that. It'd be more like...
I know.
I want to look at crazy porn, so first all of my traffic is going to go through Sweden. And then the only connection will be between me and a computer in Sweden, and all of that will be encrypted. So nobody will be able... They'll be able to see how much stuff is going between me and Sweden, but they actually have to go look at the Sweden guy's logs to figure out, you know, what sort of porn was being looked at. And if more than one of us are using it, then there's no, like, real easy way to prove that it was me getting the foot fetish porn as opposed to somebody else.
There you go, Tim. We should wrap up.
Yeah.
I got places to be. Go hang out with Tim later.
Nice.
Yeah.
Rub swords together.
Slap him on his slowly thinning bottom for me.
We have not decided what we're going to do yet. I saw Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them. It was good. I enjoyed it.
Good.
I saw Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them, and it was good, and I enjoyed it.
Did you really, Tim?
Yeah.
Nice. Who did you see it with? Your wife?
Danelle.
Yay.
His wife.
She's a Harry Potter super fan.
Awesome.
But anyway, let's end the show.
What should you not trust this week?
My ball.
Never trust other people not to cut in front of you in line.
Not today, third loop on my belt.
Ah. Yeah, you showed tomorrow. You showed that belt.
Oh, you tried it today and it was not happening?
I haven't tried it today, but I know 3 days of eating Thanksgiving food probably didn't make myself thinner.
if that's all you ate, maybe.
Let's not pretend I've been drowning in soda either. There was pizza, there was Taco Bell. Look, mistakes were made.
It's okay, you can do penance during Lent, like a good Catholic.
That's a long way off.
I know. Well, you're not going to be doing penance between now and Christmas because, I mean, shit, Christmas is basically Thanksgiving part two. Yeah. Plus candy. So right. Many peppermints. I still hate Donald J. Trump. But I also hate it when my brother's dog decides to eat one of each of a pair of the two pairs of shoes that we bought for my son. So he had mismatched shoes until my wife could take him to a shoe store.
Oh, but was he concerned enough to eat the left and a right one?
Yes, he ate one left, one right. So my son had mismatched left and right.
That's a good dog.
So
that's
functional.
A good dog. He could eat both left.
You keep using the word good dog. I do not think it means what do you think it means.
He also ate my brother's, I was going to say my brother's hose, my brother's garden hose.
In different area garden codes?
Yes.
Ah.
Ludicrous.
Yes, this whole podcast is ludicrous.
Tancast.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Tancast. If you liked it, please tell your friends about it. Post about it on social media, your Twitters, your Facebooks, your MySpace if you're stuck in 2007. Subscribe to us on iTunes and maybe even write us a review on iTunes. If you prefer to get your podcast on Stitcher, don't worry. Tancast is there as well. Go to Tancast.com for all your Tancast needs. Leave comments on this episode. Read blogs whenever we get around to posting them. And you can find links to our Facebook page, our Twitter page, and our Zazzle store. Thanks, as always, to DJ Technoid, who created the official Tancast theme, and big thanks to Angela, who created the official Tancast artwork. Alright, that's enough plugs. Time to end the show, but please, come back again next week! Please!
Alright, have a week!
I've had one. I'm gonna have another one.
Don't have that music goes.
You did Smodcast, now you can't even remember the music anymore?
Yeah, I don't actually miss it either.
Harry Belafonte.
What doesn't miss you? I haven't listened in a while. I don't know if there's been a new episode with actual Scott on it in a while.